Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What do you have, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. YouTube exclusives episode. We're actually filming this on the day that it's going out. We're a little bit behind schedule, so if you're watching this, it didn't come out at 10. Probably came out around like 11 o'clock, give or take, so... We apologize about the hour delay. Tanner, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm back from holidays.
Yes, how was it?
Woo! It was epic. I had a great time.
You thrived.
Yeah. I hate being away, and I love being away at the same time. Like, I love to travel, but...
You love going home, too.
Yeah. Well, it's not going home. I love to work. Like, and when I say work, I mean doing what we do for work, which is work. I get paid for it, so it's constant. Like, you got to define it as work. But this was like a literal vacation.
Yeah.
And there was no work done whatsoever.
You start to Jones, eh?
Yeah. There's no work done. And it was good. Like, it's a good thing to have that reset every once in a while. But then you start itching. And you're just like, I could be doing stuff.
I don't know. You always seem to be working, though.
Yeah, mentally.
Yeah.
But I wasn't actually.
You always are mental work.
I am mental work. That's right. So, no, it was great. So, went to Cape Breton and Halifax as well. So Cape Breton, for everybody out there globally, there's a big difference. Like, if you're people from Cape Breton, they don't feel that they're part of Nova Scotia. Cape Breton is Cape Breton. Nova Scotia is everything other from Cape Breton.
Yeah, and you can't tell them what their province identity is.
That's right. That's exactly it. Yeah. I can't define that.
Yeah, that's not our choice.
That's right. That's their choice. So... I had a great time. Cape Breton is the best. Big shout out to Danny and Karen Gallagher, who let us stay at their house for a few days that we were there. It was awesome. Big shout out to the two hotels that I stayed in when I was in Halifax. My favorite hotel, the Lord Nelson. And then we stayed in another hotel that I never stayed in before. It was called the Atlantica. Another beautiful hotel. So big shout out to everybody. Maybe family, friends, or a corporation that housed me while I was there.
Since February, how do you feel about staying in those big old hotels now?
Oh, I still love them.
Yeah, of course you do.
I still love them. Like, yeah. I'm okay staying in a, I don't know what you want to call it, a more affordable hotel, let's call it.
A two or three star.
A two or three star. Like, I will do it, and I'm okay with doing it. But, yeah, whenever you can stay in a...
Four or five years.
It's obviously the way to go. Yeah, so,
you know, yeah, if you can get them on a good deal.
Yeah, that's right. So
I stayed at the Fairmont one time for like $125 a night.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
it like
was,
facts.
It was the best because it was for an event and we went to the front desk lady and I was just super nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of your rooms.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, but don't worry, we're going to put you in a different room for the same price. And I was like, oh, you're amazing. And I just like chatted her up.
Yeah.
And she's like, I think you're going to really enjoy your room. And we were staying, what's the one in Edmonton?
Yeah.
McDonald's, whatever.
Yeah, Hotel McDonald's.
Yeah, we stayed in like some fancy room with like a plaque and like this. Like, it was not, it took me two rolls to roll out of the bed. We were in an elevator with a guy coming up. And he was standing there with his girl all cocky. He's like, yeah, we got our room upgraded. All it took was me to slide her a 50 and we got a better room.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it was nice to her. And she gave us a better room.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
His flex did not work.
No, he's like, yeah, I just slid her a 50. We got upgraded all weekend. So, like, you know, we're pretty balling. It's like, yeah, we got a free upgrade too, actually. I think everybody does because they're out of rooms.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she was just, yeah, his girlfriend just like giggling in the corner and he was so defeated. Like, I could have got that for free.
That's right.
And then I ended up, I'm pretty sure, getting like the nicest room in the place because, like I said, it had a plaque on the door and it was huge with a great view of the river.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've never heard about that in regards to like paying the front desk. Like, obviously, like, cash
is king.
Is king. And it would. But anytime I, for one, I'm not going to get into too many details about this, but you could just ask.
Yeah.
When you're up there, you're just like, what are the chances I can get an upgrade today? And if you're friendly about it, I think more often than not, they'd be like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, the difference between, like, me and my age demographic and you and your age demographic is if for you they go, yes, and it'll only be a small fee, you go, oh, okay, small fee. For my generation, it's like, aha, I already spent all my money to get here.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We don't always, like, you don't want to ask and then just embarrassingly be like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, I can't afford it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't ask if you can't afford. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. Huh. That's weird. Like, and the fact of the matter is, with me in rooms, you don't spend that much time in rooms.
Clean so, bed. That's all I need.
Yeah. So for me, I could, like, I've obviously stayed in, like, entry level rooms at 5-4-star hotels and suites and whatnot. But for me, like, anytime I stay in something that's, like, extra in one of those hotel rooms, I'm like, this is such of a waste.
Yeah.
Like, I am not utilizing this to its full potential whatsoever.
No, and who and who would?
Well, listen, speaking of, I'm glad you brought up this topic because it is relevant. While we were traveling, we went down there for a wedding, and so we met a bunch of different people, and they all traveled in for the most part. They weren't from Cape Breton. And there was one couple in particular who stayed in a very nice hotel in Halifax. In my opinion, overpriced hotel. But hey, you know, whatever. And they got one of the nicer rooms. But they actually stayed in the hotel most of the time. They used the hotel's amenities. Like, their vacation
was the hotel.
Was the hotel.
We did that. We stayed at the Fairmont in Banff.
Oh, yeah. And that
we did that. We stayed there for like 3 nights, and that was our vacation.
That's right.
It was like staying there, doing what they had to offer.
That's
going
right.
Going on the tours, checking the grounds. Like, that was our vacation.
So, yeah.
You can't afford anything else.
That's right. So in situations like that, I'm just like, okay, if you're going to use the hotel for like its hotelness and its amenities, game on. What were you doing down in Banff? Was this a family trip or is this a trip?
No, we went to, for New Year's, as like a whole extended family.
Oh, so cool.
A bunch of people, like, we bought the tickets to the Banff, like, New Year's gala or whatever. And it was really funny because I was like 16 or 17 and I couldn't drink. And so my whole family, like literally everybody in my family, just started bringing me drinks without like coordinating with anybody that they were bringing me drinks.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I sat like, drank like 12 drinks before standing up.
Right.
And got up and was just absolutely turned up. And you could tell, like, my family was like, one of these things does not belong.
Yeah.
And because everybody else there was like super loaded.
Yeah.
And like acting like, you know, proper.
Yeah.
And there was my family who saw an open bar and gave her.
Yeah.
And got our monies back from the Fairmont.
There you go.
Yeah.
I liked how you tried to put the Sesame Street rhyme in there.
Yeah, my brain doesn't work.
Yeah, it was one of these things is not like the other. I knew you knew it, so I thought it was funny that because I saw you.
Yeah,
you're just like, oh, I got that wrong, and I'm not correct.
Sometimes my brain just decides halfway through to stop a thought.
Yeah, I'm just going to tap out on this one.
Yeah, 100%. Good luck.
Yeah. So, it was good. Like, Halifax, I love Halifax, and this is the most time I've ever spent in Cape Breton too, so I fell in love a little bit with Cape Breton. Lovely island. I totally understand why people Fort Mac are like jonesing to get back to like their home on the East Coast. Like, it's a beautiful spot.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I get it, but I'm not 100% signing off on it, but I understand the beauty of the East Coast.
Well, I understand wanting to go back from wherever you're from.
Yeah.
But like, my whole thought process is, if you choose to benefit from the positives that Fort McMurray can provide you, it should deter you from wanting to go somewhere else. And if you want to be somewhere else, you should just be there.
That's right.
Be where you're happiest.
That's right. Called. Preach.
Yep.
So, hey, we're going to pick this phone call up. Alicia Pierre is giving me a shout.
Oh, dope.
Hey, Alicia. Hey, just we're filming a Friday YouTube episode. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Okay, hold
on. I can hear her already, so.
You're on speakerphone, Lish.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Can you hear?
What's the hot topic today?
We're talking about hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the nicest hotel? Alicia, like, I like to call myself a traveler, but Alicia's got me whooped hardcore. How many countries you been to, Alicia?
I think 28.
28 countries. So Alicia stayed in lots of hotels. Tell us, in your opinion, what was the nicest hotel you've ever been in?
The nicest hotel. Well, I'll have to say the last hotel I was at was in Malta. And that hotel, I don't know the name. I'd have to look it up because I stayed with my friend Juliet. But it was the top of, like, it was a penthouse suite.
Oh.
So, you know, we had, like, the whole floor was ours.
Wow. Balling.
Yeah, yep. And then balling. You went outside. They had, like, a deck. And there was a hot tub and some lounge chairs and a whole patio set on the outside, and yeah, everything was just perfect. It was balling out of control.
I know Juliet booked that. Do you think that room was like ridiculously expensive?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. And the flight for you to get to Malta wasn't that much money, was it? It was affordable, I should say.
Yeah, it was affordable. And actually Malta itself, I found quite affordable. It is Euro.
Yeah.
But I think everything was similar price to what you would have here in Canada, or a little less even.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. Well, Malta it is. Tanner, put it on the board. That's where we're going to go to next.
I think that's better than Sri Lanka, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So anyways, Lisha, you call for something in particular or just a chat?
Just a chat.
All right. Well, listen, you want to continue to be part of the episode with us?
I can chat for a little bit longer, sure.
Okay, cool. So, let's not give away dates or anything, but you're planning to come up to Fort McMurray, I was told?
Yes, I am.
That's fun. Is it just you and Lily, or is Greg joining?
It's going to be a girls' trip.
Oh, cool.
So, just Lily and I. That's not really a girls' trip, but we'll see how that goes.
How long are you guys staying for, roughly?
About a week.
Oh, nice.
You're going to have to come visit.
Yes, I will for sure. I'm planning to spend half the time at my parents' house and stay half the time with you, Elliot.
Ooh, I heard about that. Breaking news. Hopefully Gregory Pierre doesn't watch this episode today.
No, I already told him. He was okay.
He might have been okay on the phone. When push comes to shove in your home, I think it's going to be a different scenario.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I know that Mr. Keegan will be doing camp when I'm there, so yep. I'll just take Lily over during the afternoons after her nap, and she'll get to spend time with Dad.
That's right.
He won't be too upset, hopefully.
No. Okay, let's talk about it on the phone right now. We need to watch some movies when you come up with Dad, because that makes him happy.
Yep.
And I think what we should do, so we don't waste any time, is preemptively discuss the movies we'd like to watch.
Okay, I haven't seen Uncharted yet. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, the new movie with Spider-Man and...
Yeah, Tom Holland.
Marky Mark.
With Marky Mark. Oh, me and Tanner actually went to see that in theaters. That's
dang.
But listen, no. I will happily see that movie again.
Okay, I will not watch it. I will wait to watch that with you guys.
Yeah, there was a whole episode where we talked about that movie, actually, a podcast about it, but
well,
we didn't. No spoilers. You must have not seen that. I guess you're not that dedicated.
Seen that one. Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right. Okay, so that's one movie. Do you have anything else in mind?
Nope. That's the only one that I know is kind of new, and I'm hoping to see. I don't know if Ethna's watched any more of the show we were watching, but if not, I'm planning to binge watch that with her when I come up.
How I Met Your Mother.
Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, no, I don't think Ethan has watched any more of those.
Yeah, that was pretty funny and cool. So yeah. I think I'll spend an evening or two watching that with Ethna.
Okay.
What about any movies in the theater?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I want to see Thor. I haven't seen Thor yet. Do you see Thor? Obviously.
No, haven't seen it.
Okay, let's go see Thor with Dad.
Have you seen the other one?
Convince Dad to see that, though? He doesn't really like the Marvel movies.
Oh yeah, that's right. I can convince him to go see it.
There's a few different movies out right now in the theater that don't look half bad.
What's that? Let's hear it.
The movies in the theater right now are Bullet Train.
Oh.
DC League of Super Pets, Thor: Love and Thunder, Minions: Rise of Gru, Easter Sunday, Top Gun: Maverick, Nope, and Chala Makinaya.
Okay, I have already seen.
I haven't seen Top Gun yet.
I've never seen the first Top Gun, and I don't want to invest that kind of time.
Okay, so it's only one movie, but you know.
Yeah, I gotta say, and I'm gonna get some hate on this, and that's okay. The 80s as a decade to me wasn't the best decade when it comes to movie and music for me, for my taste.
Okay.
And so going backwards and having to like stomach watching like a 80s movie that probably isn't at all good and or relevant, I'm not into it.
Fair enough. I did hear it was very good.
I hear the new one is epic.
But I also feel like that you might be right that, you know, you have to watch the first one to kind of get this new one.
That's right. But so. I did go see while I was in Halifax. I saw that new DC Pets movie, and I saw Minions, both hilarious.
Really good. I haven't seen either of those yet.
Really good movies. But the other one that Tanner just listed, we should totally see, and Dad would totally be up his alley, is that Bullet Train movie with Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah. That looks a little violent. Crazy.
Oh, it's crazy, all right.
A little like far-fetched, maybe that's the word I'm looking
yeah
for.
It looks like a Quentin Tarantino Kill Bill type of movie, but so, on a train.
Are you telling me you're not gonna watch that movie because it seems a little unrealistic, but you're okay with seeing Thor: Love and Thunder?
I mean, your logic makes this very difficult, Tanner.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry, that bullet, like, assassin trying to do things quietly is less realistic than the god of thunder coming down and hanging out with people. That's my bad.
You don't believe in Thor, the god of thunder, Tanner? What's that about?
Yeah, but you believing in one thing and having something happen is two different things. Like, yeah, I believe in Thor, but, like, I know assassins actually kill people.
This is true.
So, like, if we're going realistic level here, Bullet Train on this list seems to be, like, the top of the line. Better than, like, Minions Rise of Gru. That's not even close to realistic.
I feel you.
Yeah, that's funny. That was a good insight on Tanner.
Elliot would say, I smell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's try to make that a saying. I think it's a saying, personally.
Smell you later.
Smell you later is a saying.
Smell you later is definitely a saying.
But my thing is, like, if I agree with you, I'm like, oh, yeah, I smell you. And Alicia's like, that's not a thing, and it's weird. And so just like you and the Orange Gatorade, she's been surveying people. And
oh, did you tell her about that Orange Gatorade story?
Alicia. This is, and then we're going to, this is how we're going to end this episode, because, like, we got to end it on a high note. Okay, so, you know how I think Orange Gatorade is the best flavor?
The bomb.com, yeah.
That's right. And how Tanner and I have been running a survey, and not one human being on the planet has agreed with me.
If you've seen this episode and you tell us that you like it, it doesn't count.
That's right. So... Tanner was on holidays when I was on holidays, and he sent me a picture from his hotel room of an orange Gatorade bottle.
Ooh.
And I exactly
yeah, that was the response.
That was the response. I was like, yes. So I wrote him. I'm like, oh my god, who's my new best friend? And then he responded, nobody. He's just like, went to the vending machine to get a Gatorade or Powerade, whatever, and this was left in the tray.
Oh, my god!
It's so funky that nobody would even take it for free.
And, like, not even just in, like, one of those trays with the latch that, like, hide it. It was, like, front and center. I walked by, had seen it. It was in the lobby. Several people had walked past it. Nobody wanted this orange Powerade. If it was the last liquid on Earth. And I literally thought about it, and I was like, I'm going to send this picture to Elliot, and he is going to get jacked because he thinks somebody is going to like this flavor, and I am just going to poop on his day. And I did it, and I literally went to all the people in my hotel room before and was like, this is what's going to happen. It's going to be hilarious. And exactly what happened happened. He was so psyched and then just so let down because nobody likes orange.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. Such a good story.
I was really excited for you there, Elliot.
Me too.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Someone's on your side. Wow, look at you.
I know. But it's even funnier that it was like nobody took a free orange Gatorade.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So I feel like obviously I'm looking for that one person on the planet that is on my side. But the fact that it went down like how it went down, way better.
Yeah, like, you know, somebody hit the orange by accident, had no more money, and was just like, screw it, I don't want that thing anyway.
All right. Okay, Lesha, on that note, we're going to end the show and end this conversation with you.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on your show today.
Appreciate it. Love you, and I'm very excited to see you when you come up.
Love you, too. And, Tanner, I'll see you soon, too.
See you soon.
Okay. Okay,
bye, guys. Bye, Lish. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right. Well, on that note, let's wrap this show up. Everybody at home, thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate everybody that views, especially the YouTube exclusive episodes. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for being our ongoing supporter. Once in a while. Appreciate you. And appreciate everybody at home watching. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.